In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. Christ is risen. Today, on the second Sunday of Pascha, we celebrate the Sunday of St. Thomas. And we hear the Lord saying the first thing that He said to the assembled disciples. Thomas was not among them at the time. It was the first day of His resurrection, Sunday. And He came into the room, the doors being shut, and He said to them, "Peace be to you." This is very significant. The purpose of our life is peace. The purpose of our life is to know God. The purpose of our life is to be pure. All of these things say the same thing. Because if we are pure, we will be completely at peace. If we know God, we will be at peace. The Lord comes to bring peace to us. Now someone might say, but doesn't it say somewhere, He says, "I came not to bring peace, but a sword." It depends on what you want to be peaceful with. True peace is gained by, as the scriptures say, violence. Because the heavens are being won by violence right now at this moment. So we need a sword. We need two swords. We need action. And we need contemplation. We need activity. And we need knowledge in order to gain peace. So when the Lord said, "Peace be to you," this was not something where He just bestowed upon them like it's a waving a magic wand. Peace is gained by action and by knowledge, by effort, by blood and by tears. It is not unsurprising, therefore, that as soon as He said, "Peace be to you," He said to them, "As my Father has sent me, even so I send you." Here we see a key to peace. Peace is to be obedient to the commandments of God. All of us are sent, not just the apostles, not just the priests, not just the bishops. Everyone is sent. Everyone is sent to show forth the glory of God in your life by knowing God. You can't show anybody something you don't already know. You can't give peace to someone unless you have peace yourself. So we are sent also, as the Father sent our Lord. Different ministries, but the same basic idea. To follow the commandments, to become good in our hearts, so that there's nothing dark in us at all. There's no shadow of darkness in us at all, so that we are at peace. So this is one idea, one principle to becoming peaceful. Follow the commandments. There is no other solution. But Thomas was not with them. So we see another principle. He was not with them, and he couldn't believe something so fantastic as the resurrection. His whole world had been torn apart by the Lord dying on the cross. He could not believe. He was not capable at that time of believing that the Lord truly was risen from the dead. So what did he do? He stayed with those he knew. And he hoped beyond hope. And he listened to the apostles tell him, "He's risen." And he just couldn't believe. But he didn't go away. And this is another thing we must do. The Lord says, "Peace be to you." Does anybody feel completely peaceful right now? Perhaps now we feel more peaceful than at other times during the day. But there's an awful lot that's inside us that's not peaceful. Just like there was a lot that was inside Thomas that was not peaceful. The peace is gained by our perseverance. This is why we say that Thomas had the believing unbelief. Oh, he didn't believe in the resurrection. Not for 8 days. But he loved the Lord. So he stayed around the Lord. Around those who loved him. and his patience was rewarded. Perhaps he was expecting something, perhaps not. Perhaps he was hoping for something, perhaps not. But he knew that the way of life was what the Lord had taught. So he would stay with this way of life, even if his heart was broken. This is what we must do if we are to gain peace. The Lord wants us to give it to us, and this is the most important thing that He will give us, is peace. Because as I explained, with purity, with knowing God, comes peace. So to wish peace upon someone is to wish them to be good, to be holy, to be light, and to have no darkness in them. But this peace is gained by effort, by desire, and sometimes by working through our unbelief. Because I've told you many times, I believe it to the depths of my being. Our problem is we do not believe in the resurrection. Not completely, not totally. Sometimes not even very much. Because the Lord said early in His ministry, the kingdom of heaven is within you. So the resurrection is occurring for us now. It's not an event in time. It is a process occurring in our very own selves at this moment. And yet, we fall into our habits. We fall into our despondency about them. It is difficult for us to believe. Sometimes, perhaps even impossible for us to completely believe that we will be changed. That's when we're like Thomas. Only if we persevere. If we don't persevere, then we're just like thousands and millions of others that will walk that broad path to perdition. The thing that separates the believing Christian from everyone else is not that he's more virtuous. He becomes more virtuous in time. But we're no better than anybody else. What should separate us is that we have a purpose in our life. And we have a plan. And we believe when the Lord says, peace be to you, that it applies to us. Despite all of our sins, despite the things we've done, that we haven't done, that we should be, that we should not be. This admonition, this promise, applies to us, as ugly as we are. And we're like Thomas during this period of time. Believing, but not believing. Sometimes struggling, sometimes not struggling. But always holding on to the thread of believing that the Lord's promises are good because He is good. They are reliable because He is reliable. The Lord wants all of us to have peace. The only way to accomplish it is as Thomas accomplished it. And that is by perseverance. This story, this way of life, is not too popular anymore. There is a whole gamut of teaching now that purports itself to be Christian, that is far from it, that wants to take away labor from the Christian life. This is not possible. Anything worth having is worth laboring for. And the more it is worth having, the harder it is to obtain. So absolutely, obtaining the peace of God is difficult. And it takes two swords, and it takes violence, and it takes perseverance, and it takes working through our doubts. Not the doubt that God exists, no. But the doubt that we can really be changed. So may we be like Thomas, today and tomorrow. May we have a purpose in our life. Find that purpose. It's all basically the same purpose, but it's expressed in different ways. As the Son was sent, so the Father sends us to be lights in the world, to obtain peace, and therefore to be agents of peace for others. And as we are doing this, let us not forget that Thomas was rewarded. Even though he did not believe, he persevered. So let us persevere and obtain peace. Amen.